Blog Talk Radio.
I'll do my thing and
all right. So what I would like to do this week is send some blessings out to Travis, who is the husband of our dear friend Reverend Brian. He has been under the weather and he has been going through some treatment at the hospital. So if you can send some good energy their way, that would be awesome. They have a GoFundMe page, and I'm going to be posting that later on the show page tonight. So even if it's $1 or $2, if you got some to spare, it's very much needed. So anyway, do your disclaimer.
And appreciated, we meant to add. Hello?
Yes, and appreciated. Sorry. Sorry.
Okay. I mean, hello?
No, we will not be grateful.
We appreciate the love and encouragement. First thing I'd like to say is thank you to all the new fans we have, the new listeners. Thank you all. Welcome to it. Here's the disclaimer. If you've never listened to Desperate House Witches, please be advised language, dirty language, and off-color language. We are not rated G, PG, R, or even X because you don't know what's going to come out of my mouth or go in. So if you find such things offensive, please escort yourself or your children out of the room. Or, of course, you can always change the channel. We will not be offended, although we will be offensive on occasion. Well, at least I will be. Because I'm good at that. Whenever possible. Yeah. Okay. So, it's been a week. Been a wild week. It's been a disappointing week. But as an adult, you eventually learn to handle disappointment like a lady. If you can't handle it like a lady, then don't worry about it. But, yeah, I mean, I'm you know, still working my ass off, and it's sometimes thankless, but things are improving, actually. So as far as that goes, did I tell you he finally got me some assistance? I finally have assistance on my job. Yes, child.
Yay!
Your sister is hitting the big time. Oh, yeah, I'm apparently worthy of someone helping out. So I am extremely grateful and happy for that. See, even when there's a dark cloud, there's still something to feel blessed about, and the gods are with us. So I'm relieved on certain fronts. Certain things are handling themselves one at a time, which I'm also grateful for. But anyway...
Yeah.
So it's almost back to school.
Yay!
I know some of our listeners, especially my sister, is really excited about that. So what's it like to almost have your own world back?
Oh, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, it's been nice. My oldest is at the grandparents this week, but we are getting him back, I believe, tomorrow. And Sunday is his 18th day.
I'm
freaking the fuck out.
I am not that old. How dare he grow on my time? I mean, really?
I know. He hits me with both graduation and the 18th birthday in like a few months period. I'm like, I need another box of hair dye. I can't handle this.
Seriously.
I'm like,
something
no!
is just, it's just unfair after a fashion. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh,
but the soon-to-be 9-year-old is he's looking forward to being around kids because mommy is boring and doesn't play very many video games. Although I have been making a concerted effort to try to learn how to play Little Big Planet.
How's it going?
On the Sonic. Yeah.
Okay.
It's an interesting game. I like it, but. I'm no good at it. Now, Street Fighter, you get me on Street Fighter, and I will beat the crap out of anybody.
Shook out a bitch.
I kick ass at that game. And you know my secret to the success of my Tekken abilities and Street
what
Fighter? I just mash the button.
That's how I always play Tekken. I did it the same way. You just keep on mashing that button until something fucking happens. Seriously.
Exactly. And it's like, if something works, you keep mashing the same button. It's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always liked Tekken. I kind of had no choice because everybody in the house was playing it. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody.
Yeah.
So I didn't have, when my kids were young, I didn't have a whole lot of choice. But, yeah. Tekken, I actually learned to enjoy Tekken after a while. I really did. And I got really good at it. My kids were so pleased.
Yeah. Right.
Mom, you're not a complete old lady. Congratulations. Fuck you.
Yay.
The days. Yeah, it's like I remember when there was no such thing as computers in your house. So shut the fuck up. You know? I mean, spoiled. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't have a computer in my house until 1995, I think. And that's because it came with my ex-husband.
Damn.
That's the only reason I had access to it. And it was...
Here's a man, complete with computer.
Exactly. It's like, I'll marry him. No, that's not the reason I married him. But my first email address was Juno, but we were still using BBSs, I think. Board systems. Do you remember those?
My ex-husband, who was a computer nerd well before computers ever came on the scene, the first in-home computer I ever bought, and of course for my second husband, I paid all bills, whether I wanted to or not, get this, folks, $5,000. I can't even tell you what the brand was anymore. The monitor was bigger than the living room TV, which was not small. It was ridiculous. It had a tower that came up to the top of my, like, the edge of my waist. That's how tall it was. At-home computers were... It was so rare to have an at-home computer. This was 1991. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're talking about the olden golden days, kind of like the computers they had at Social Security. Seriously.
Oh, my God.
And this thing was fucking huge. And there was no internet. But in the sense that we all have come to appreciate it. But there was something called a BBS system, and people would have bulletin boards. And you would have a bulletin board, and it would cover a number of areas of the owner's interest. So I had something about sexual psychology. We had another friend who did another section. My ex-husband did. He was the general overlord of the whole thing, but we had a lot of stuff that we were doing, and we had friends who contributed. But those were there was no put it in a bag and carry it somewhere. Oh, no, no.
Yeah, no, no. Or your pocket but, now.
Seriously,
yeah.
I carry
two
computers with me at all times. It's hilarious. And one is a phone. So there you go.
I don't know if I have an interest. Well, it's just kind of like a little story. I'm still friends with somebody I met on a BBS, Morgan, not our other sister Morgan, but another friend. I was on the BBS, and there was one, woman that I talked to, and, she said she was her husband was in the military too. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And, we started talking. Turns out she lived almost directly across the street from me. And as I was typing back to her, I was like, seriously, you live on such and such a street? She's knocking on my door.
That's hilarious.
I was like, oh my God. It was funny, but yeah, she turned out to be a little bit psycho. So I was glad when we moved on base. Actually, she is the reason I can walk through a crowd invisibly, because I honed my invisibility. Not that I can go completely invisible, but I kind of put a mirror shield up so that, people don't notice me. And every time I went to the mailbox, she was looking out the window to see if I was there. And there was one time I was like, oh my God, please don't see me. Please don't see me. And she was out in the yard, went, got my mail. Didn't even, I kind of side glanced, but she didn't see me. I was like, I made it back into the house, and I was like, oh, I don't think I took a breath that entire time.
You're hilarious.
Oh, goodness.
But I don't have anything like that. I just married men who were prettier than me, which is always a mistake, but beside the point. Nobody in my family ever served in the military, although I think it would have done all of them some good at some point. but that's neither here nor there. Let's see, what else is going on? What other strange and new happenings have occurred? Oh, I meant to ask you, that whole thing with that Wiccan ritual situation. Yeah, right, whatever, in Florida. Did they ever, I have not seen hide nor hair of anything about that since it occurred. Has everything,
you
I understand
what?
That some experts have disputed the validity of the term Wiccan even being used in this situation. Thank you, my people out there.
Yes, thank you.
But I've not heard any follow-up. Nor can I seem to find any. I'm wondering if this has just all poof,
Yeah, I'm not sure, because the last thing I see in the news is from August 5th. So I have not seen any updated information. And you know how news stories go nowadays. It's like, okay, well, we'll keep it quiet till the fury blows over. And it's like, no, you have no idea how hard we have to fight as pagans. And even though I'm no longer Wiccan, I'm right in there with them. I'm like, you clearly have no clue what Wicca is about. If you're claiming this is seriously, of all the things to pull out of paganism. Mm-hmm. And I gotta say, at least, the Satanists got a break this time,
I thought that
usually
too.
that's usually the first ones they go after is the Satanists, and they clearly know nothing about Satanism either, but
honestly,
like,
I don't particularly know anything about Satanism at all. And I'm not embarrassed to say that, because it's something I just don't know. It doesn't come across to me as something that I would even have a half an interest in, so I don't really know anything about it. I'm not saying it's not a valid faith, so please save the emails, because I don't care. But it's just not something that occurs to me as being of interest, so I don't, you know, really delve into that. But, you know, the whole idea that our people would just randomly sacrifice, come on, please.
Yeah.
Pull your head out of Hollywood and ancient mythology. Maybe that happened accidentally once. Maybe that happened in somebody's imagination in a movie. But I will honestly tell you, if I even suspected in the almost 40 years that I've been practicing Wicca, that if there was such a thing as a Wiccan ritual killing, I would have run screaming the other fucking way.
Yeah.
No. We don't do that. Let me assure you, that is not how it goes down. Appreciate you. Go ahead, sis.
Yeah. It's just the most ludicrous thing I've heard in a while. So.
Seriously.
It would be amusing if it wasn't so damaging, because.
Yeah.
We, you know, the pagan community as it is, you know, been not constantly under attack, but yeah, it's, you know, you can't, especially in the South here, you know, I was last week, I was at a restaurant, and this man thought nothing of preaching to me and trying to convert me. And it's like, no matter how many times I told him, no, I am pagan. I have no inkling to, you know, or no inclination to change that, you know, but thank you. And, you know, there have been people attacked for being pagan, and it just, it's not helping. It's not helping. You know, Hollywood, I get it, you know, and I like some of the witch movies and, you know, witch characters and stuff, but it's not realistic. It's not who we are, you know, and I wish they would stop it. But I digress. I actually have pulled some cards.
Yes.
If you don't mind. Let me go ahead.
Please
do. I haven't done an on-air reading for a while, so. And as you guys know, I'm available for, you know, personal readings. If you would like one, you can go to our store. So the first card I pulled, opportunity for passionate romance. As the snuggly weather comes by and is coming back,
mm-hmm.
and yes, as you know, I'm not a fan of summer. It's not good for cuddling, but there's going to be some sparks flying with a bunch of different people. Second card, promotion. So be on your best behavior, watch your mouth, don't post nasty fights on Facebook, and you may be doing good. And you know who I'm talking to. Anyway, third card, gamble pays off, but don't push your luck. That's kind of an iffy situation, and this is actually, I'm not picking up any individuals with this. when you get to a point where, you know, you're finally starting to win and things are starting to go your way, it's the temptation to try to get a little bit more out of it because you don't know when it's going to come around again is very tempting, you know, but don't. Just take it, be thankful, because the more grateful you are for what comes your way, the more will come your way. Just relax about it. Don't get overzealous. Number four, good news from a close friend. There's going to be a few pregnancies this season. And there's going to be a few from people who didn't think they would be able to get pregnant. And number five is possibility of sickness. Yet another thing, when the seasons start changing, buck up on those vitamins, that zinc, the potassium. Keep yourselves warm or cool, and you'll all be good. So that's my reading.
Awesome.
That was a nice general
meeting.
Yeah.
It was. You know, it's funny you mentioned zinc because I used to take zinc religiously, never got a cold.
Yeah.
I stopped taking zinc, and over the last few years, I have been getting colds. So thank you for reminding me about zinc, because I don't keep shit. I don't keep shit in my brain more than 20 minutes, it seems, these days. My schedule is just insane. No, really. I mean, what can I tell you? It's absolutely true. My brain, things go haywire on hold, and other things just don't seem to enter into my reality when I'm concentrating on something specific. It's really ridiculous. I don't know. I'm having some issues.
I got to tell you, people, I'm convinced this woman has not slept in like 6 months. I don't know how you do all that you have to do in the time allotted. You know, it's like I will be talking to her on a Saturday or a Sunday or any day of the week, you know, sometimes late at night. Oh, okay. An email came in. Hold on. You know, and it's like, seriously, they cannot let you rest. It's ridiculous. See, this is why we need to be like independently wealthy so that you don't have to work.
And that's driving a lovely thought, but it's not bloody likely. And my attitude towards things is, as long as I can take care of myself, because one of the guys posed a really interesting question. Well, they didn't pose the question until they were midway into the conversation, but the guys were saying, yeah, you know, my girlfriend this, my wife that, you know, women expect you to take care of their bills and support them. And I walked in and they were like, hey, does anybody support you? And I said, no, I support myself. You don't expect a man to pay your bills. No, nor do I want a man to pay my bills. Thank you very much. That I don't know if this is a stereotype or if this is the type of woman these guys are just hooking up with. But I think that's absurd and somewhat insulting. You know, if you have a household, I would assume that both people would contribute. You know what I mean? In some way, whether you're raising children or, you know, that's a job. Sorry, guys. I know you don't think so because you spend a total of 15 hours tops with your kids per week, which is ridiculous. That's not raising children yourselves, so you have no idea what's involved. I mean, you know, I had an ex who, when our children were small, I think he changed 2 diapers in his whole life for both kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, don't
so
get
one
it.
Each?
I'm like, really? Yeah, one each. I'm like, you are absurd. This is just ridiculous,
yeah.
You lazy fucking son of a bitch. Oh, did I mention he's my ex-husband? Thank you so much. Yes.
Yes.
But we're fine as long as we don't talk about the length of our marriage. We're fine in conversation aside from that. So we don't talk about when we were married. We pretend it didn't happen. How's that for healthy?
Oh, you're too funny. Yeah, I think my ex-husband changed 1 diaper. And then it was like... the whole time, and it was like, oh my god. How old are you? You are a grown-ass man. Act like it.
Seriously. It's like, you know what? Half that disgusting crap coming out of that kid is yours, specifically.
Yeah.
So you better get over your choking detail, my friend.
Yeah.
Men crack me up, I swear. They just do.
Yeah. I love men. I do. I love men. I am an equalist through and through. I'm also a feminist. You know, I'm also for men's rights. I'm for everybody's rights, but y'all are amusing. You guys are funny.
You cute, boo.
Yeah, you cute, boo. It's like, yeah, come back to me when you can juggle 10 things at a time.
Oh, please. If it's not a set of their own nuts, then, I mean, seriously, it is the rare man who can actually be a successful business person and father at the same time. It's not easy, and I do appreciate what men have to put up with, the posturing, the bullshit, and it becomes second nature. So if it's second nature in business, of course it's going to be second nature in their personal lives, which is why men tend to play things so close to the vest, which is something that women don't understand. Women feel like they're being shut out. You're not being shut out, boo-boo. It's just that he's being a man. That's what men do. Not necessarily by their own design. It's something they're raised to. It's something they learn. You know, boys don't cry, all of that bullshit. But unfortunately, the men of today are still subject to that kind of training. Just my opinion.
Oh. Speaking of male and female, just one quick thing before we bring our lovely guest on.
Oh, she is lovely. I love this woman.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She's so sweet.
She is. She's beautiful.
To all the people given Target a hard fucking time about taking away gender-specific aisles, shut the fuck up. Okay? I am, like... Seriously, I was told as a kid, I loved Tonka trucks. I loved them.
Just like me.
But I was told, no, that's a boy's toy. I decided I was not going to do that with my kid, either of my children. Whatever you want to play with, okay. You know, if it's in the budget, I'll get it for you. We got the IKEA here a couple years back, and my youngest was very little, and there was a tea set, and he's like, he couldn't really speak at that point, not very eloquently, or, he couldn't pronounce things, but he said, "Aw, it's toot," meaning it's cute. I said, "Oh, you like the tea set?" And he said, "Yes, but it's for grills," which is what he called girls, with grills. And I looked at him, now I had never said anything to my child about girls' toys or boys' toys. And as far as I knew, nobody else had either. And I was just like, where did he get that from? That, this is for girls and this is for boys. And it made me mad. And I looked at him, I said, "No, tea is not just for girls." I said, "You like that tea set?" And he said, "Yes." And I mean, his eyes got real big and he smiled. And I said, "All right, mommy's getting you that tea set." Like, fuck this gender specific bullshit. So quit pandering to that shit. Knock it off with doing that to kids. Let them play with whatever the fuck they want to play with. It's none of your business. Anyway,
you know what I think? Before we bring that on, I just want to say, the first time I heard about this and saw a news report about it, the first thing that occurred to me on people who were complaining was that these are morons who don't know what to buy for a kid and are so homophobic and frightened that they don't want to buy something inappropriate or offensive. I really sincerely doubt the people buying these things as gifts give a fuck about anything having to do with discrimination. I think it's just about, I don't know what to do, and you're giving me less help now than I had before. At least this one guy they had on, I was like, "Grandpa, just ask a salesperson to help you, really?" Or ask the kid's mom. Seriously, if you're having that hard of a time buying a child a present or bedding, really? Does it have to be princesses all over shit? and G.I. Joes for boys? Really? Is that a necessity? It's not going to change the child's sexual preference. You are born with that shit. So get something nice and neutral, okay? Go with the non-gender-specific bedding. Just buy the fucking bedding. The kid needs sheets no matter what. Come on. Ridiculous bullshit we're listening to. People are idiots. I'm sorry.
No, I am right there with you. Knock it off.
Just fucking
not you,
bullshit. No, I know. It's like people really don't impose your bullshit on the poor child. I think it's a good idea to say, you know what? Here's a fucking pile of toys. If the kid likes this, let the kid play with it.
Mm-hmm.
Really? We're going to argue?
It's
whatever that means.
Hold up in the house and constantly watching them because, you know, people take them, you know. But anyway, that can be another show. We can do a whole nother show on it.
And we will watch us.
Yes.
Oh, wait. I got to give another shout out to our girl, Jannie B, who's got a new show. I love you, Danny. Go for it, Mommy. We're right behind you. Well, actually, we're right in front of you.
Absolutely.
Well, we're somewhere around you, but we love you. Anyway.
Yeah.
Do we have our lovely guest in the queue? I want to talk to
to
the loveliness. Bring her on.
All right. Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Yay! I'm just sitting here trying to calm down. And I thought about, you know, and my husband's like, why don't I just pour you something? I go, no, that's not going to be good. I'll either say something I regret or I'm going to be just the worst.
You know,
so
and
I'll
I
try
almost,
to behave.
I almost told you.
Oh, yeah, really?
I almost said in that post that I'd have a glass of wine online or on the air with you. And
Are we drinking?
I'm glad I didn't because I forgot to get the wine.
Wait a minute. I have wine here. Do I need to go get something to drink with you, Danette?
I'm just going to try to just stay high on life here. And liking you guys. It's so fun. It just feels really weird to be on the other end because I'm so used to listening to you. And so I guess my mantra is like, what would Jade do? Or what would Dorothy do?
There you go.
I don't want that. I want you. I don't want them. I mean, I love them. That's why they're who they are. I don't want a replica. I want the real thing
you. I'm like really into signs and I don't know what this is supposed to mean. Maybe you can help me. So I'm trying to calm down and I'm leaving work and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go home. It's going to be cool. I'm going to have my laptop there. So in case they ask me some crazy question about some author, but anyway, I noticed that the person in front of me, the license plate number is Spectral, SPCTRL. And I'm going, wait a minute, isn't that like ghosts or something? What does that mean? The ancestors are telling me to calm down. I'm just trying to make sense of it all. I'm like, Spectral. Okay, that's a weird license plate.
That is a weird license plate.
I like that. I wonder if they're ghost hunters.
Oh, maybe.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought of paranormal too. Yeah, how cool is that?
Yeah.
I should have
tailed
the car. Maybe I could have gone to some really cool, like, haunted house.
Well, you know what? It's funny you're bringing this up. The reason why I think this is so fucking funny is because for the first time in a really long time, I watched a ghost hunter. What's that show called, sis?
Which one?
Is it the one with Zach?
Is that who it is? The guy who's always like, you asked for us and we're here.
Yeah, he's the one that's always like trying to like get him mad.
Yeah.
Come on. I don't believe you're even here. You're a little, you know.
Yeah.
Dookie,
yeah.
Whatever.
1994.
He's the worst. Okay,
I can't stand it.
I watched a marathon of this bullshit a week and a half, like on a Saturday 2 weeks ago. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Really? Because, you know, it's funny. As a witch, I'm like one of the biggest fucking skeptics in the world. It's like,
yeah,
shit ain't real. Unless I actually see it myself, or I predicted it and it came true and somebody came and fucking told me about it, then I believe it. But everything else, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You didn't see shit. Come on. You heard a ghost. Yeah,
and it
so did
seem
I.
Like, he bugs me because he doesn't have any respect for, like, entities.
Any.
You know, just
serious,
like they're there to entertain the masses, and he can, you know, just whatever. I don't know. But I remember them being in some, like, one of them, they were being scratched, and I was, like, secretly going, oh, good, you guys deserve it. They're whooping you guys.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Seriously. I get so fucking annoyed with this bullshit. He's screaming at the ghost. The ghost is like, fuck you. I wouldn't talk to you even if I was here in front of you because you're a douchebag. Can you stop being a douchebag? Absolutely no respect. Oh, I saw this one where they went into this haunted hotel, and I am going to risk life and limb and sleep overnight in this hotel. Actually, I will up the ante. I will sleep in this hotel room for 5 nights. And I'm like, fuck you. I'd love to go sleep in a hotel for 5 nights, you asshole. You know, I'm risking life and limb. No, you're not. Jerk off. Anyway, so so there you go.
That's right.
Oh, people just wear me out with their bullshit. Anyway, so let's hear about you.
Gee, there's an open-ended question. So I'm, you know, I tried to describe myself. I told my husband, you know what? Best I can describe myself is I'm like Forrest Gump. He like just like was this little guy and met all these like awesome people and stuff, like the president and whatever the heck. But and then I was listening to somebody's podcast or YouTube video, whatever it was, and they made a comment about, you know, everybody's story and everything that you've done led you to today. And I think, I guess that's who I am, you know. I've always, like, I love to write, and I love being a part of the Sunday Stew and being a writer. And
give a shout out for the stew. Give a shout out for the stew.
Oh, man.
Give a shout out for the stew.
Oh, so Kellen is just the bomby bomb, and, you know, it's like.
I love that.
And just the fact that.
I'm going to use that from now on. I love that. That's so cute.
And so many nice people you met along the way and workshops you took. And, you know, I don't know what I can even say. I really love Wicca. And I love being a witch. And, you know, I just love what we do, what we stand for. We're the underdogs that care. We're the midwives before they, you know, in areas where they didn't have health care or they couldn't get to a trauma one center, and we got crap because a baby died or a cow was sick or it was just, you know, it's
taken the heat for a lot of shit.
Yep.
We have taken the heat for a lot of shit. But tell me how, okay, so you and I met online. On Facebook, like we do.
And I have to give a shout out to my son. Isn't that hysterical?
Please.
He started me on Facebook a few years ago, and he just set me all up like, you know, I was witch girl, blah, blah, and here's your name, and here's your picture. I even did, you know, your background, and I didn't even know what it was, and I mean... I'm friends with, like, Girl Scouts back in the day and kids from high school. And just, it's
the coolest?
He really opened up a whole new world for me, really. And so now I'm trying to understand Twitter. You know, my husband's kind of jiggy with that. But I'm getting there. The hashtags and the app, blah, blah.
Somebody has to teach me about Twitter because I've got a Twitter account. I don't
know
what
the fuck I'm doing.
Well, if
I could ever nail you down
you know
to the
what?
Floor for 5 minutes, I'll teach you how to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a piece of cake. you can find all your friends on Facebook. You can find them on Twitter. You know, you kind, they're kind of like there. And it's hashtags and @s, you know. @s are the people, and the hashtags, like, are subjects and whatever. Just like Instagram. You're part of the page, and you're sharing pictures. And
she mentions Instagram like I know how to use that either. Hello? I'm not up for that. Are you kidding me?
See, this is why Dorian does all this social media stuff.
Hello, I'm not an idiot. I know somebody else has to do it for me because I have no clue.
But you don't have time, though.
My sister. Yeah, but even if I had time, would I know what the fuck I'm doing? I dare say no. I really would.
I'm not going to elaborate on that.
Well, I know it has a real valid, you know, reason to be. I get tired of going to like a baseball game or a hockey game, and it's like you're going to get on the big marquee, so you're going to tweet here and you're going to use whatever hashtag symbol, and it's like, really?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm just in the crowd. I don't need to be on the marquee. It's not really.
There you go. I'm
the one heckling. I care more about how they're playing, you know. It's like, gee.
I know. I heard this great thing about, you know, when you see people at concerts now, you don't really see the people. You see them all holding up their phones to tape the concert that's happening right in front of them. It's like, excuse me. The entire event is in HD right in front of your face. Why don't you put the phone down? Hilarious.
Yeah, it's called reality.
Yeah, real reality happening in front of you. Gee, back in the olden days, kids, when we would go to a concert, we would do something novel called watching the musician. I don't know.
And we liked it.
Crazy us. And we liked it. We did like it. Shit. Are you kidding?
I got to admit,
though. In the back was filming. Yeah.
I do have to admit, though, Depeche Mode's concert in 94, I saw them with Zaza. I wish I had that on tape because it was an awesome fucking concert. But
wow.
I've got it all in my head. Yeah.
Do you have it, on YouTube?
It was awesome.
It could be on YouTube. It actually might have been filmed. You didn't even look.
Well, I know.
Be on YouTube.
I know part of the Nine Inch Nails concert I went to the year before is actually in their video, like the Hurt video. That was part of it was filmed at the concert I was at. I was like, oh my god. But anyway, I digress. I don't want to become a fangirl here.
We're goofy. Can you tell?
I love you guys. Well, I guess I'll just throw in, I paid way too much, but my husband and I went and saw the Stones in San Diego. We're at Petco Park, and that was just amazing because, you know, just Mick Jagger just looks like timeless. So I started thinking, wow, he's like a shapeshifter or like a vampire.
Right?
Getting younger instead
of
older,
that.
You know? Now, poor Keith Richards really looks strung out, you know, and my husband's like, years of drugs will do that to you.
Yeah, but Dennis, the truth of the matter is that Mick Jagger, before 1975, he looked one way. And then after the 70s, as the 70s started to advance and wrap into the 80s, I'm sorry, the man has not changed how he looks in the slightest. He always had that haggard old look. Keith, I love Keith. I don't know if you knew that I am like the biggest Rolling Stones fan ever, but I am.
I must have picked it up.
Yeah, you must have, because I am Keith. Keith is actually going on tour by himself this year, and I am going. Oh, yeah, definitely. I can't wait. But Keith has looked the way he looks, except for the changing of the hair and whatever he's growing in it this week, apparently. I don't know. There's all kinds of things in his hair. There's key rings and there's earrings.
Cool.
And there's
all cool.
Oh, my God. to be that cool. Yeah, and I'm still like younger than all of, I mean, they're old enough to be
yeah.
my parents. It's hilarious.
And he runs my around mother, the stage, like, you know, that in itself, for those of us who are sedentary and, you know, that would just like be like more crazy than basketball players who just like run back and forth, back and forth. It's like, wow.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't.
You know,
I
don't
like marvel at
I'm
these guys'
chased.
Stamina, sports,
I,
and you know, entertainment.
Seriously.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at Mick Jagger, and he and my mom are 2 years apart. Two, okay. So I'm like, this is amazing. My kids can actually see the same shit I was looking at their age. That's amazing to me. I love that.
Yeah.
They look the same. So, Dennett, tell me more about your writing. Tell me more about, you know, how you first fell into Wicca or started in Wicca or who led you to it or any of that.
It's like, you know, I don't know. I'm just, what's funny is that one of my aunts was a nun. My sister had my mom had a sister that was a nun. And she'd always bring us, like, things. I never got, like, the cool Christmas presents from, like, Sister Mary. It was always, you know, here's the new Jesus, here's the new crystal Saint Joseph, here's the new, but you know, I just like remember like playing when I was a kid and loving church and just he got to do all the cool things and incense smelled really cool. And I remember one phase of getting into all the colors and why his scepter or that little scarf thing would change. It was like purple, then it was like white, then it was, and I just went to this place, though. Is it okay to segue? My husband and I went to Chicago because that's where I'm from. He's from New England, and you know, we've seen New England, which was like amazing, but he doesn't, I think he gets me more now that he's been to Chicago. But I guess what I'm getting at is there's a friend on Facebook, and he's like, you got to go to this place. And they, like, supply all the churches. They have, like, six-foot candles. It's like I want to trip my place out. It's like, wow. And I knew I couldn't bring all this stuff back home, you know, that, you know, the airlines would have a field day with us. But anyway. Well, there I was as a kid, and I just, like, get into ritual, and I think that's why I am the way I am. I don't know.
Wow.
You know,
ever since my kid was little, we'd go running around. He'd be prepared for, like, when it started raining. We'd always go for, like, this long walk. And just feel so energetic when we got back home. You know, it was like our little – that was like church.
Aw, that's so cool.
Anything can be a ritual. I mean, if you're doing something that makes you feel good, you
know,
older, it's all
– and all the crazy stuff that would ever happen – I was stronger for that, I think, than anything else. So that's, like, I think I was into it, and then my mom wanted to, like, knock it out of me, and, but I remember that was, like, one of the first times I was, like, really into it. And Aunt Xander LaVey came out, and I got his book only because I wanted to understand, and, you know, they're not insane people, you know, these Satanist people
normal, I have a couple
very
friends.
Much into taking care of yourself. And I remember when my mom found the book, and it was like, holy moly. And I felt really bad about that. And so this weird thing happened, and I was like, mom needs to, like, I don't know. I was just conjuring, mom needs to back off and let me, like, explore the way I feel. And I was running around the house, and I must have done something, calling in the quarters and just, like, asking for, let's, like, I can't take this. And she says one day, she's like all freaked out when I came home from school. And she's like, I went into your room and the clock started going backwards. I'm like, I don't know what that was about. But it freaked her the hell out. So she left me alone and let me, like, do my thing and read books.
You unconsciously set a trap for her.
I don't know.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's amazing. I'm telling you, the power that you have as a young witch, like, if you start practice, because I started practicing when I was, like, super young, and the shit that happens is crazy shit. But I think that energy that you have when you're that much younger and you don't really understand consequences and, you know, karma, and you don't understand that everything has a price, you kind of get into some wacky areas, and there's things that it's like, am I still paying for that shit I did when I was 11? Really? I mean, you wonder sometimes. I mean, because, you know, when you don't understand the rules, you don't necessarily think there are any, and that's a big mistake. There is cause and effect. There are things that will come back to kind of bite you in the ass. I ask people to be very careful. If you have anybody super young, like under 20, I still consider under 20 super young, because you don't. You're just experimenting and learn the hard way really quickly. Maybe that's a good thing. I just see that certain steps that could be taken in the heat of that kind of angst-ridden hormonal upsetness where, you know, kids want to lash out can be really detrimental, and it kind of makes me a little nervous because I was that kid. I caution against doing things with somebody that are some kids that are just too young to understand the gravity of the situation that they are trying to force, no matter what it is, whether it's a love thing or I hate my teacher thing or I wish mom would back up off me or die, you know, stuff like that, because I've seen some strange shit. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Strange shit.
Well, you're right.
You know? So tell me how you hooked up with Imrama Publications.
It was just a whim. I don't know why. I just was really loving reading and great articles, and it was just a whim. It really was. And the fact that, you know, because I don't think, you know, like I'm not this big Llewellyn author, although I was a part of a 101 Pagans, and that was by Moon Books. And so, you know, I remember Trevor, who was heading that whole thing up, wanted to just know who the heck you were. He wasn't just picking anybody. And I don't know. I remember, Denise Alvarado has a cool Hulu Conjure magazine. I've done articles for her. Photography.
I love Denise.
I love her. She's the best. Yeah, so...
Well, you do a great job with it. I love reading your interviews.
You're so sweet.
Not really. I'm
Can't
really
wait
not
to read
sweet.
Your thing, because you're so entertaining. You're going to be amazing.
Thank you. Well, I've got, you know, as soon as I go home tomorrow, I have to start writing for next month as well as the last Sunday of this month. I've got my next one in for this week and the one after, but I like to stay ahead, and I keep writing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys do this, because my sister writes as well. But whenever I get any kind of an idea, everything stops. I write it down. Everything.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
absolutely.
Insane.
I'm the same way. I'll do all kinds of bubbles, and it's like, let's see, this, and this, and I totally get you.
Oh,
I don't lose
it.
I'm like, this would make a great article. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. I have all these things that I've got written down. And I actually did not tell my sister this, but the article for the 23rd of the Sunday Stew, I wrote because of you.
Oh, that's so nice. So Dorian has to feel really special now.
She is.
I always feel special. I got the best her ever.
Is the craziest sister ever.
Well, that too. I'm not going to, I can't even think of the word. I'm not going to argue with that. I'm not going to disagree. There you go.
There you go. Don't make me cry on the air. She's done that to me before,
Well, you've done the same to me. So.
That would be horrible to make you cry on air. Jeez.
we'll have a no crying rule today. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have a no crying list. Your rule tonight. So let me ask you, as as a witch, what is the weirdest thing that has ever happened to you? I like asking people this, and I always forget to ask them.
I think you know, for me personally, it's like things that happen in your life. Like there was this neighbor, and I never liked him, and our kids used to play, and I liked the wife, but there was something about him that was annoying, and I couldn't put my finger on it. So then, we had moved, and life went on. Maybe it was like a year and a half, a couple years later. He was part of this big inside scheme. They were using people they said died. It was like he worked for Allstate, and there were these fraudulent claims going on. And it was like there was a ring of people on the outside, and he waited for the manager to not be there because he was on vacation. And so he was like passing these claims on the inside. It was like there was a ring of people involved. It was like thousands of dollars, and they were being put away. And I felt so sorry for – it was right around before the holidays, and there I am looking at this newspaper going, man, I feel so bad for the little girl and mom that he's going, you know, like orange is the new black, you know, and ain't coming.
Yeah.
He's not going to be under the tree opening up gifts. It was like, but I mean, it was horrible and wrong what he did. But, and then I, you know, there was a time right before I was mugged that it flashed before my head. And then I was like mad at myself. Oh, you're being prejudiced. Why are you, you know, and sure enough, it played out. And
exactly
whenever I listen to myself,
I
hate it. There was one time there was this crazy boss and I was being foretold, run, don't even do this. And,
Yeah.
Of course I didn't listen, you know, but
yeah. Aww.
And she was just as crazy as it was telling me, too. I'm like, yeah, she's a mess.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, see,
but then there's been good things. There's been good things.
Yeah.
And I just,
well,
you know,
awesome.
I love doing festivals. I love going places. You know, I started writing a book. And that was one of the things. It was like NaNoWriMo, if you ever do that novel writing month. It's like so cool.
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
And I just am like, it was right before I went to Salem and really understood what, like, how incredible a place it was, you know, and met all these cool people. It's like an amazing place. And
yeah,
I met Lori Cabot, and I met, you know, Christian Day, and all these wonderful people. And so I studied with Lori Cabot and did 2 degrees with her, and would always come back.
Oh,
I was
awesome.
Like flying to Boston all the time. But it was it's cool to be like, for real, you're doing this, you know, like everybody that wants to be like a solitary. And sometimes I like that, but when you just like pick something and you decide you're going to stay with it, it's like going to school and getting your degree because she's got tons of books for you to read and, you know, you got to write and make judgments and thought process and just share on a whole bunch of different levels. It's very cool.
That's
wow.
Awesome. See, I missed her when I was in my husband was sent up for business and I went with him because we had never had a honeymoon, so my in-laws sent me too. I was like very grateful, but I went into Salem twice actually by myself. And the first time, it was like the hottest day. Oh, my God. It gets so hot up there in July, you know?
Really?
And I immediately beelined for Lori's shop, and she wasn't there. So I was like, okay, you know, I can't expect her to always be here. But she's basically, she and Jody and Penny are the reason I really got into witchcraft itself, because I watched Penny's initiation on In Search Of.
That,
you know,
is incredible.
Yeah? Did you watch it?
I saw that. Yes, I've seen it. It's amazing.
Love that show.
Because they take
you
in the woods,
I'm
right?
I'm jealous you got
to
meet her. Yeah,
I used to always, and you know what? When I did this book, it's like, if you watch Sully Irma, the voodoo video, they go to Hammond Castle, but there's Lori Cabot comes in with a sword, and it's like church. It's so incredibly powerful, and a lot of different people from, you know, our clan. So the Cabot group together, the swords, it's all really beautiful. It's powerful. And I'm like, yeah, this makes me want to write this book about these incredible people. And there's good ones and bad ones. And, you know, I like never finished it. And I feel like now I could, because I've like immersed more in it and seen covens, and it's a fabulous experience to be a part of a group as opposed to being alone.
Mm-hmm. It's a very different experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very, very different experience having done both. Yeah, but you know what? A lot of the time, because we're all so bloody busy, it's really hard to get a whole bunch of like-minded people, especially in the area where we live. It's somewhat still country, you know,
yeah.
In some regards.
Yeah.
It's trying not to be, but it still is. And that makes it difficult for people to want to come out. In the more urban areas, it's a little bit easier, but it's still the South. And there's a whole lot of judgment that comes with everything. I mean, you know, like we're in North Carolina. There are parts of North Carolina that are very upscale, very beautiful, very well educated. But outside of the major cities, and there's only a few major cities in North Carolina, I think of four immediately, Charlotte, Asheville, Wilmington, and I'm missing
Greensboro.
One. Greensboro? Okay. I was going to say Raleigh, but I think, you got
it. Well, yeah, Raleigh.
A little bit. But it's, you know, outside of that, where the regular folk live, quote unquote, honey, they'll still burn a witch at the cross if they think they've found one. It's really backwards.
Wow.
It's like 40 years behind everything else and more. It's been interesting because I'm originally from New York and I'm not used to the whole.
Yeah.
Well, I am now because I've been here for so long. But
no, I know what you're saying. From the transition from Chicago to San Diego was certainly immense. You know. Yeah.
Was it? I would have figured they'd be more open-minded in San Diego, but I guess not.
They're cool. I mean, we've had wonderful people. I mean, how many people have, like, you know, awesome people come to their pagan pride? There's a lot of pagan prides that don't get big speakers, big authors. But two people that always came out to San Diego that I love dearly, and they're both gone, were Donald Michael Craig and,
And
Dr. E, I think he's incredible. Peter Patton, there's
sorry.
A third person.
Yeah.
He used to come out.
Our late
he was just
Peter.
Wonderful. Love him.
It was very sad when we left.
We used to,
Raven
Grimazzi always came, and then he moved to, you know, the East Coast, so we miss him a lot. But
I actually used to be a West Coast witch too. You know, I was in the Inland Empire though, but I had found the same. It was like, I don't know, there's not as many pagans in California as you would think for being, you know, supposedly an open-minded state, and, you know, there's all these things. It's actually not really that, you know. It's a lot more closed off to pagans than one would think. You know, I had a hard time finding.
Well, you said
other
inland,
people.
So you're talking about like by Riverside and.
Oh yeah, yeah. I lived.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
lived,
yeah.
I actually
because you know it's
grew
funny.
Up in Rialto.
I'm always looking at to see, hey, where am I going to go? You know, and I check to see who we got for our pagan pride, and Inland Empire is always they never have anybody, and of course LA's got people, but. Yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. It was,
they're so close,
it
you think,
awkward.
Wow, how come, you know, people don't...
I don't know. Yeah. People close off. You know, here's what I find interesting, because this is something along the same line. I never knew there was such a thing as a quote unquote witch war until I was in my 30s.
Oh.
Where all these different factions are fighting with each other, and I'm like, how the fuck did we manage to extend high school into our 40s and 50s? Can you tell me? But I always found it hysterical. Actually, I'm writing one of my next articles is going to be about that. So teaser alert.
Woo!
Yeah, but, that's a loaded gun, huh?
It's amazing.
That's yeah.
Yeah. What are you fighting about? I don't understand it. It's like, what the fuck are you people fighting about?
Yeah,
I know. It's all like, who's more authentic, or where's your lineage, or I don't know.
Yeah, you know what?
And does it matter? Because it's like everybody's different and they do things or have a network of people, or they're good hearted and they do things that matter, and some people don't at all. And you know what I mean? It's,
yeah,
community. It's you know, helping your neighbors that aren't well off. It's a lot of different things. The kids don't have toys at Christmas. It's like people that aren't eating. That just like really, you know, it's a weird world to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as moms, it eats us up when we know a child is hungry.
Oh, man.
I know.
Yeah,
I cry every time. Go ahead, sis.
No, I was going to say, I've recently acquired one of the neighborhood kids who lives with her grandma because her mother sadly passed away. And, you know, I always see her out skating and everything, and she kind of has a thing for my older son, which is not reciprocated, but I'm like, you know, this child has been skating all day to avoid going home.
Oh, man.
And you're thirsty, you're hungry, get in here. Like, come in. You know, and it's like, I'm sorry, but I will not see the child go hungry. It's just not going to happen. You know.
It makes me nuts. Yeah.
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 We're mothers to everything. It's amazing, though.
Yes.
You know, it's like a special quality of mother, because not only are we mother to other people's kids, we're mother to lost animals, you know, lost causes.
Yeah.
We are the believers in magic as being a real,
it's
a real thing that happens. And if you can channel it, you can do things with it that are amazing. But I'm still working on that other 4% of my brain that I can't seem to reach like normal people, but I'm working on it. You know, did you ever see the movie Lucy? Did you ever see that movie? Oh, okay.
No.
Is that the one that has to do with computers?
It's sort of, kind of, no. It's the story behind it is, what would happen if you could access all of the capabilities of your brain?
Oh.
It's fucking great. I have watched this movie 6 times.
Did
you
Lucy
will love
have
it.
Like an ape in it?
No.
No.
Lucy is a futuristic Scarlett Johansson movie. I think I know what you're talking about. That's something totally different.
All right.
But this is a great
movie. I'm going to have to check this out.
I think you'll like it. I really do. Because we like weird and crazy. And this was totally
weird, but really cool.
Yeah, but it's a really cool movie. And I didn't expect it to be anything more than a piece of fluff. I just had it on because I was doing other things. And then I was, like, engrossed. And then I had to watch it again. I'm like, really? Okay. I didn't really know I was that into Scarlett Johansson. I guess I am. There you go. Girl crush. There you go.
Oh, she's hot.
She's beautiful.
She is hot.
She is.
Yeah.
She will never replace my Angelina Jolie, though.
Oh, I know.
No.
Oh, God, I love her.
I love to live vicariously through Lara Croft. It's like my kid playing those games, and even my husband, like, I was not, like, really into that. I was more like the Crash Bandicoot racers.
Yes, I had that game. I loved it. That was my favorite game ever.
Lucky Luke. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, you know, what is – I remember him doing – oh, my God, I loved the Rugrats.
Oh,
and that game
God.
Was like,
oh, that was
oh. But I don't care. Then the military game started, and I was like, they're killing everything. I'm like, oh no. And that Grand Theft Auto,
good.
Are you kidding me?
Well, my husband plays that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. No kidding.
And then my kid was like doing World of Warcraft, and then he's like, Mom, you would like this. It's really Wiccan. And then I was like a night elf going, hey, this is cool. And they had the Room of Grimoires, and it's like.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know,
maybe I should play that one.
When my youngest was really young, when he was first born, as a matter of fact, my ex-husband and I used to call him the Aga Khan. That was the name I gave him. I don't know why I gave him that name. Can't begin to tell you where that came out of. I mean, I know in history what it is, but I'm saying, like, to name your child, give your child this nickname was a little bit out there. Well, over the years, we didn't really call him that very much at all. But as he's grown up, he's now 23. His favorite games are Mongolian warrior games.
Wow.
Like Middle Ages shit. He is. That's his thing. And I'm like, did you remember that we used to call you this? And he's like, I don't remember it really well. Maybe. He's like, Mom, you've called me so many things over the years. I'm like, shut the fuck up. But yeah,
that is really something.
Yeah, it's
so now
weird.
It's really
whatever
fitting.
Yeah, so now it is. But here's the funny thing. Why that and why him? He's the most peace-loving. I mean, to know him is like to know a true Buddhist-type spirit among you. He tries to be zen with all things. Sis, tell her, you know. So,
how old is he?
No.
He's 23.
He's 23?
My
but
son
going,
is
22, going on like 89.
And he's like really into religions too and studying them, because that's my thing. I love studying religions and what makes voodoo different in Santeria, and I love going to Botanicas and talking with the people that are, you know, working there. And I mean, I love that.
Here's something I thought of because I have been following your travel logs, and I love the pictures posts because I feel like I'm there. So, like, everywhere Dennett goes, I go too, pretty much. And it's like, I see you hanging out with...
Nice.
Oh, no, it's awesome, because, like, when you were with your friends in Chicago, I was like, I want to be with them. They're fun. I want to go do stuff. So I thought my ultimate New Orleans trip would consist of you and my sister and Dorothy Morrison. How
oh my
I
gosh.
Would love...
Would
How
love
I would
that.
Love. Wouldn't that be awesome? I need to email Dorothy and say, hey, when are you going? Because I want to plan a trip around that.
That'd be too
fun. It would be.
Too fun.
Oh,
but I got to tell you, here's the weirdest thing that happened to me was a couple of Novembers ago, and I did go to New Orleans because I wanted to do the Folk Magic Festival, and it was Mama Star, Ryan Foxwood, Bloody Mary, Dorothy, Jackie Smith from Coventry Candles, and get this, I was doing a tour on my own time before some of the classes were going to start. That first day was a little later on in the noon. Everybody wanted to get, you know, settled in and whatnot. And there I was at Marie Laveau's tomb doing my little thing and, you know, my panties and my lipstick and just wanting to be a part because she's cool. I love Marie Laveau. So the thing is, I am right next to Dorothy Morrison and Jackie Smith, who are also at the tomb. And I am like talking to him, and then it dawns on me, oh my gosh, because, you know, Dorothy's got that charming laugh. And I'm like, oh my God. And she's like, what? I'm like, oh my God, you're Dorothy Morrison. I like had to have my picture taken. That picture got 1,000 likes, and it, you know, close to. I'm just saying, for like this person, that was like huge. You know, I was getting notifications that whole trip. There was like people ding ding all the time. You know, it was like, oh man,
that's amazing.
Somebody in the chat room just asked, were you there before they painted the tomb?
Yes.
Because I don't. Yeah, okay.
Because then it went pink and then it went back, though. They fixed it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Dorothy was pissed. She was pissed, Dorothy. Dorothy was so mad. Oh, it was not a good thing to fuck with.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. Dorothy was not having it. And you know how she is when she gets mad. Oh, honey. I love Dorothy to death, but let me tell you what. When she gets mad, honey, I hide, and I know she's not mad at me, but I'm hiding.
But don't you think every single one of us have this other face, like one of the girls on like Charmed or something? You know, don't piss them off. At least that's what I've been told in the house. Anyway, my son and my husband is like, every now and then it's like, oh man, there's demons coming out of her eyes. Run!
You know, it's funny you say that, because the day before yesterday, my boss came into my office and he looked at me and he said, are you okay? And I said, yeah, why? And he's like, the guys are worried. I'm like, why are the guys worried? And he's like, because they think you're all really angry. And I was like, well, I was this morning, but I'm okay now. Well, they're all afraid it's them. And so,
you know,
the night before, you know, later in that day, my boss sends out an email that says, okay, we're going to change something here, and we're going to have this person take all of this stuff off of her, and we need to all be together on this. And then another guy emailed and apologized for not doing something that he kept swearing he had done. And then I was the last one, and I emailed everybody back, and I said, I would like to apologize for being such a beast today. I know I was very difficult, and I apologize. I love you all very much.
Well, was it anything you said or did, or was it an energy they were picking up on?
We've all known each other for about 10 years now, so they're very sensitive to the only female in the house, which is me. And when I
but
get
I'm
daggers
serious.
In my eyes, yeah.
Yes, they, guys have this radar, because I know I get unwittingly kind of like, you know, knocked, like, oh, you know, and I haven't said anything and I haven't done anything, but it's like, well, I might have ruminated in my head. You can read my mind.
Mm-hmm. The energy comes off of us. It's amazing, because we deal in energy. That's, you know, as a witch,
but
that's
see
what
that
you
must
do.
Have to do with being witchy, like the energy, like I like my son swears computers get weird around me.
That doesn't surprise me.
I mean, we had a laptop. He's fine with it. It skitzed out for me. It was like, yeah, what's going on?
It's an energy. It's a real tangible energy. As a matter of fact, my first husband did an entire set of writings about quantum magic, and it's fascinating. And I was like, gee, you weren't this brilliant when we were married, but that's a separate issue. But I mean, we've actually had him on discussing the quantum magic. It's incredible.
Yeah,
it's just how magic is absolutely real, because matter is real. Matter is energy. You can quantify energy. You can quantify matter. Therefore, you can quantify magic. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm so proud of you. You got a good one going there. Yeah, I mean, it was a really brilliant writing. I'll have to find it for you and repost it.
It would be amazing to read, yeah.
Yeah, he's actually a lot smarter now than he was when we were married. Oh, shit, if he listens to this, you know I'm screwed, right?
He's like a fine wine. He's coming into his own.
I don't know. I refer to my ex-husband more as fine cheese. Like the older... Somebody might like the taste, but not me. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you go ahead with that.
Yeah.
Oh, how horrible of me. That was awful. Probably in all kinds of trouble for that.
Well, you can see humor
right
in it, so this is a good thing, you know?
Oh,
it's funny
how
you can look back on things when you're in the middle of a crazy part of life, but you look back on it and you're just like, it happened for the best, though. Even as crazy and heinous as it might have been when you were living right in it, but everything
yes,
is
was.
Good. Can't see it then, but.
Oh, yeah. But there, you know what? Things change for a reason. Ex-husbands are sometimes much better friends than they are as actual husbands. You know, so it's a different mindset, you know, and let's face it, I'm older now. They're older now. We've seen a lot. We've done a lot. And life experience, if it teaches you nothing, it should teach you to not take quite everything so seriously as you did when you were younger.
Yeah, that's true.
That is
my problem.
You know, tolerating BS from people.
Yeah, now I tolerate less. A lot less. I get bored and pissed off very easily now when it comes to, yeah, you cute, that's enough. Oh, my goodness. So, do you have anything new in the hopper? Anything you're creating? Oh, did I mention your peanut obsession? I did not. I love it.
Oh,
yes, it is an obsession. I know this. And that
I
will be really looking forward to taking my inner 5-year-old to the movie when it comes out this year, for sure.
I know. When does it come out?
Well, you know what?
November?
Say that again?
When does it come out? In November?
Yeah, that is
October?
Right. In November.
That's
do you guys
long.
Like those little Aardman people? Because Shaun the Sheep had a movie that just came out.
Oh,
and
yes.
I went. Yes. And it was amazingly cute.
my
husband started
my
getting into, why aren't they CGI-ing? And I had shared this article, you know, and they make all these little figures and they're just, you know, posing them. And there's a guy with, like, you know, the camera and everything. He's like, really? Mm-hmm. They don't just digitalize all that?
Oh, he's hilarious.
And then he's telling me that, you know, they actually could if they wanted to. And I'm like, really? It'd be just as cute?
Aww. Oh, goodness me. Well, Danette, you know, we're kind of running towards the end of time. Do you want to push anything?
You guys made
or...
me feel so comfortable.
Oh, good. Yay.
Good. Now you'll come back on. That would be a good
Aww.
Thing. You would like that very much.
Okay, maybe I'll have a book to taunt or whatever.
Yeah. That's
absolutely
great. We would love
yeah.
to hear about it.
I'm Voodoo Danny on Twitter, and let's see, I have Tumblr and Facebook, and I'm the Red Witch on I'm Rama and the Sunday Stew, so
Yes,
oh, cool,
ma'am.
Cool.
Very good.
I'm actually going to be catching up with, because I didn't know about this blog until Sis had told me, and I'm like, okay, you know, and I've been trying to sit down and go through them and read them, so once the youngin' goes to bed tonight, I'm going to plow through a couple.
Yeah.
I think you'll like them.
There's a lot of great writers.
Enjoyable. Yeah,
we're
having a good time with
it.
Definitely. And I again must express my appreciation to you, Bennett, for getting me in there. So I'm very
welcome.
Happy.
And I know you'll
and
be
very
amazing,
honored
because you are.
Well, oh, you're so sweet. Well, we loved having you on. Thank you so much. And I will probably be talking to you later tonight.
I love you guys.
We love you too,
love
darling.
You too.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be
all
bugging
right.
you about coming back on. So.
Okay.
That's right. She will.
All right.
Think about
I'll have stuff.
Right, you...
Take care.
You too. Great blessing.
Okay. Bye.
Love you bunches. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. I love She's too cute. Oh, my God. Could you not eat her up with a spoon? For real.
I know.
She's adorable.
Oh, I'm so glad she came.
She is.
I really am.
Me too. She is the sweetest, nicest, interesting, funny, beautiful picture taking. I don't know how she does that, but yeah, I just love her to pieces. She's the best. Really good, genuine,
hearted
person.
I want to go traveling with her now.
Oh, I'm telling you, her pictures are so fun. You want to be in the picture with her. It's that cool. It's like you're there. The pictures she took in Chicago with her friends, I was like, that's a crazy ass bunch. I want to be with those people. They're a riot.
Right?
They all look like a riot. I mean, yeah, this woman can cut up. Come on now.
See, I say next time we have her on, I say that we should break out the wine, or you know, I'll grab some absinthe or something.
Oh no, not the absinthe, please.
Okay,
not the absinthe.
Okay.
You know how you get on the absinthe. No. We won't have a show inside of a half an hour. Yeah, you get a little loosey goosey. Somebody has to run production. My ass can't do it.
You're right. Well, no, you couldn't if I showed you how to, but it's,
yeah,
it's
no.
easy enough.
Yeah,
it's
whatever.
So easy, a drunk girl could do it.
Oh, you know what? That's funny. I know you have. Hello, scary. Half the time. Oh my God, you are hilarious.
Oh, I
love you.
I love you too.
Yeah.
I've learned no libations before the show. It's like, you know, because I would do that at times to calm my nerves. Because I was still nervous about going on the air. And it's like, yeah, that was not a good idea. <I'm sure> people are like listening to those archives like, what the hell is wrong with her? Yeah.
Oh, but some of those
I'm even weird when I'm sober. So.
Oh, yeah. Some of our earlier shows were hilarious. I mean, really.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, and next weekend, but the weekend after. Wait a minute, what day is today? No, the following
today.
Weekend is your. Wait a minute, when is your birthday? Is on the 24th.
Yeah, it's on a
right?
Monday.
It's on a Monday. So the
oh,
next
shit.
Show
we
do is your birthday. Okay, your next show.
Yeah.
Our next show is your like birthday show. So everybody show up.
Yeah.
If you'd like that. And Mrs. Brown will be on. We'll explain that later.
Yes. Tony Brown will be joining us next week. And she is a fantastic author. And you don't think of horror writing as funny, but she's funny. But we will be joined by her, and we're down to 60 seconds. So we're going to say goodnight, and we love you guys.
Good night.
And thank you for joining us.
We love
us.
You.
And
bright blessing.
We will see you next week. Bright blessings.
Yay.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.